Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now we have a long way to go, but this week's bipartisan blueprint was a major breakthrough. We believe strongly that this will be the year Congress finally gets some common sense immigration reform across the finish line.
I had to put common sense together with Senator Chuck Schumer, but at any rate, he was the one whose voice you just heard. He says he's confident that this year immigration reform will make it through Congress. That's the number one issue this week on our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week, ending Friday, the 1st of February. Here's a rundown. We go through all of the top 10 hits in Talk Radio determined by the staff at talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs around the country, and they come up with this list.
Number 10.
The Boy Scouts possibly lifting their ban on gay members.
Number 9.
The pro-athlete doping probe.
Number 8.
Deficit reduction debate.
Number 7.
Israel-Syria tensions.
Number 6.
The Super Bowl and the NFL concussion lawsuits.
Number 5.
The North Korean nuclear threat.
Number 4.
The shrinking GDP report.
Number 3.
The Chuck Hagel confirmation hearing.
Number 2.
Gun legislation.
Number 1.
Immigration reform is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And because of that, we'll spend a good deal of time on it as we get started reviewing all of these hits. This one, this conversation comes from MSNBC, where Chris Jansing talks to political analyst Keith Boykin and Robert Trainum about the sudden push on this immigration.
What's the White House strategy here in this? What they're trying to do is a pretty quick push.
I think the momentum is on their side right now. He just got reelected. The president won the Latino vote by 70%. Republicans are concerned about that. And there is a consensus that from a political perspective, and I think for policy reasons, that this is the ship that's moving now. They have to get on it if they want to be on board. And I think the Republicans, there's some momentum on their side to get something done. It may not be everything the president wants, but I would be shocked if there weren't some sort of comprehensive immigration reform bill passed this year.
To that point, there is movement in the polls. There's a new CBS News poll that finds voters largely agree with the president on the big general issue. 51% say undocumented workers should stay and apply for citizenship. 20% say they should stay, but as guest workers. 24% say they should leave. Of course, then you have those conservatives like David Bitter, who called Marcos Rubio's approach naive. Robert, on the Republican side, how are they going to navigate this?
Well, I think they're going to navigate it the same way that Democrats are going to navigate, and the president mentioned this, and that is to have a meeting of both sides of this issue to try to come together. You know, it's not surprising that some conservatives will come out against this, and I'm sure, quite frankly, some Democrats will come out and not support this as well. That's what compromise is all about. This is really a complex issue. It's a national security issue, it's an economic issue, and it's also a very complex issue from a guest worker standpoint, because the crop growers in the western part of our country have a very different immigration problem. Or concern, if you will, as opposed to our high-tech sector that has a very different immigration or high-tech problem. So this is a very, very nuanced issue, and to paint a broad brush by saying that this is going to be amnesty or that it's hard to enforce, it's much more complex than that.
You even have Rand Paul saying that the Republicans need to evolve on this issue, and the president is going to continue to do what he has been doing successfully, which is using kind of the campaign strategy to go out, get people behind him. How important is that in this overall strategy?
I think the president has all the wind at his back, so yeah, he's got to do that. He's got the advantage for that. But the problem for the Republicans is, I think Robert was alluding to this, that they have a right wing of their party that still doesn't get it on these issues. And so there are smart Republicans out there who are trying to fight and do the right thing on the immigration because they know it's in their advantage. But there are some people, the Tea Party crowd and others, who don't see that it's to their advantage. And the Republicans have to figure out how they get those different components of their party together.
Part of the problem with the baby boomer generation is there's a lot of discord, disconnect, if you will, and there's not likely to be, unless there's a change in scenery, i.e. Different folks who have different points of view, baby boomers don't do a good job of compromising. Thus, you see and hear what's going on in Washington. 888 1-800-302-3684 is the Talk Radio Countdown dial-in line. We'll move through these various bits and pieces of News Talk Radio to try to touch on all 10 of them during the hour. That'll depend on your caller input. Here's host Jack Ricciardi talking to Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas, who's a senator, actually. Doesn't think the bipartisan proposal on immigration reform will pass.
I know you don't dislike Marco Rubio. He's certainly one of the bright stars of the Republican Party. Why do you say this Gang of Eight sort of program is not going to pass?
Well, first of all, what we are being presented with is really not anything new from what they tried to do 5 or 6 years ago. And when we look at the details or when we find out the details, we're going to find out that it's not good for America's best interest. It's not good for American taxpayers to suddenly have millions of people who are going to be getting government benefits. It's not good for American workers to suddenly have to compete with millions more people for scarce jobs. Almost every study done shows that this kind of competition with illegal workers drives down wages, particularly among the blue-collar workers. And the other thing is it sends the wrong message. We have individuals who are legal immigrants in our country today. We have would-be immigrants waiting in line, playing by the rules, sometimes waiting their turn for years at a time. And suddenly we're going to reward people who have broken our laws. And what kind of a message does that send to people who have been waiting in line for years? It sort of sends a message, well, you sure have been dumb to play by the rules and obey the law. Why didn't you just come in illegally and you could have gotten rewarded? So, and the other thing is it's not really a solution. Even if a bill like this would pass, the day after it passes, people would be coming into the country illegally, either because they hope to get amnesty or because they're not part of the program. So it's not going to be any kind of a permanent solution. I do think we need to address immigration, and I do think Republicans need to emphasize that we are for legal immigration. We embrace immigrants. They have made our country great. They work hard. They're the embodiment of the American dream, and that's reflected in our immigration policy today. We admit, as a country, 1 million, over 1 million legal immigrants every year. That's as many legal immigrants as is admitted by every other country in the world combined. So our generosity isn't questioned, but there's simply a right way to come into the country and a wrong way to come into the country. We do need to have a more robust guest worker program. We do need to admit more immigrants who have the skills and education we need. So there's a lot of things we can do, but legalizing everybody in the country illegally, I just think is the wrong way to go.
All right. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Some more opinion and another conversation from a well-known talk radio host is up next here on our weekly review of all of the top 10 hits in talk radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
302-3684 with a 888 in front of it. That's the way to be in touch with the countdown. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Number one this week is immigration reform. I thought it was interesting to note also for those of you who are sort of following this, you know what the situation is in California, in case you don't. The population here where I am in California will equal that of whites this year before becoming the state's largest demographic group in 2014. This is the first time since state at 1850, according to the government reports out this week. Here's talk host Mark Amazon with Ohio Sheriff Richard K. Jones, who says the only reason any Republicans are supporting this bill is because they're pretty fearful about what's going to happen to their future.
Sheriff, what do you take from the so-called Gang of Eights framework for immigration reform?
Basically, it's the same thing they've done before. Exactly. And it's a form of amnesty. The Republicans have lost their backbone. It's not the Democrats' fault. They've done this before. They've got the House. They've got the Senate, a majority in the Senate. They got the presidential election. And basically, the Republicans are, they're not doing this because they think it's something that needs to be done and it's wonderful and make them feel good. The reason they're doing it, they lost the presidential election. They're afraid they're going to lose their majorities. And when you lose your majorities, you don't get to sit on the little committees. You get paid extra for being the chairman of these little committees or the chairperson. You get an extra plane. It's going to be a cost, a fortune. I was looking at some of the articles. Just in the, you know, these are all low-paying jobs. And, you know, the welfare, the Social Security, a lot of these people have been working so long, they're going to end up, the Social Security is about bankrupt. Now, imagine 12 to 20 million illegals. Darling, Medicare, that we never planned for. Medicaid, Medicare, the welfare. Here's what some of these ideas, these great and wonderful people came up with, these eight people in the Senate. A path to citizenship, which means they go back to the end of the line. I was never a supporter of just taking everybody and locking them all up, sending them back to the countries once they came. Without the jobs, there would be self-deportation. They're talking of securing the borders. I'll believe that when I see it. They're talking that no person that is here illegally would be able to take a job away from someone that is here legally. They would, the people that hire these people would have to advertise.
How do you enforce that? That's unenforceable. That's unenforceable.
You don't. It's all, it's the equivalent of what comes out of the back end of a horse. I'm not allowed to say that on your radio show. I don't want to embarrass people.
How about the stuff that comes out of the back end of a cow or a goat? Is that better? All right, so there it is. Number one this week, immigration reform, with all the analysis, paralysis, and bipartisan suggestions, et cetera, et cetera. Move on to the next item of interest. Probably you'd like to do that, and we'll do that in just a moment. Gun legislation. That will be in our focus in just a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Radio
advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Rocking and rolling with the hot hits in talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits from this past week. Number one, you just heard about immigration reform, and many of the discussions focused on that. Let's move into gun legislation territory. Here's host Pat Campbell with Eddie Huff talking about former Congresswoman Gabby Gifford's comments this week at the hearing on gun legislation.
They kick things off by bringing out Gabby Gifford, a former congresswoman who was shot in the head and has made a miraculous comeback, but she's still not quite there. And she read a prepared statement. For those who maybe have not heard this, I want to play it again here, and I want to get your gut reaction. How does this make you feel when you listen to it? Here we go.
Thank you for inviting me here today. This is an important conversation for our children, for our communities, for Democrats and Republicans. Speaking is difficult, but I need to say something important. Violence is a big problem. Too many children are dying. Too many children. We must do something. It will be hard, but the time is now. You must act. Be bold. Be courageous. Americans are counting on you.
There's Gabby Giffords, her comments at the hearings in Washington this week. Here's host Linda Lopez with Bob Fuss, a reporter for CBS, about gun legislation testimony other than Gabby Giffords, even though she's mentioned here. We talk about Wayne LaPierre as well.
Former Congresswoman Giffords made a short statement, but it really seemed to have an impact. What was the reaction in the room when she spoke?
Well, Linda, it was certainly very powerful and very emotional. Many of those in the room know her and senators who'd worked with her. And her recovery has been remarkable. And obviously, you know, she's somebody who can talk firsthand about the issue of gun control. And so it certainly got things off on a very emotional level.
And she and her husband were there to speak for gun control measures.
That's right. And she actually left the room after that. And her husband, Mark Kelly, the former astronaut and Navy pilot, stayed and outlined in some detail the kinds of gun control measures that he would like to see and answered a lot of questions and argued for an assault weapons ban and a limit on ammunition clips, large ammunition clips, and especially on closing the loophole over background checks to buy a gun. I mean, right now, if you go into a gun store or Walmart or someplace to buy a gun, you have to get an instant background check to make sure you don't have a criminal record. But that does not apply if you buy at a gun show or on the Internet, which a lot of people do.
And the NRA's Wayne LaPierre was also at the hearing to make the argument for gun advocates. What was his case?
Well, I mean, he was very strong in terms of saying that, you know, gun owners shouldn't be blamed and won't take responsibility for the violence committed by criminals, and basically said that no gun laws, no gun restrictions are appropriate, and he'll oppose all of them. A lot of the exchanges, though, were over this issue of background checks, you know, because the NRA initially, when the background checks came in, were indicating that they thought this was a good thing, but now he's saying absolutely they should not be extended to private sales, even though private sales at these gun shows account for a substantial portion of gun purchases, some estimates as high as 40%.
And many thought that might be one of the easy measures to get passed out of this Senate hearing. Are we getting a sense of what could actually pass?
I think of the various proposals out there and the ones that President Obama has suggested, that is the most likely to pass.
28 past the hour on the countdown.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
At home, I'm known as Mom. But in my classroom, I go by Ms. Johnson. Good morning, class. Please take your seat. As a teacher, I know what children need to be successful in school. That's why for my own children, I choose Primrose Schools. National assessment results show that Primrose students perform at about twice the level of their peers. That's something that's important to me as a parent and an educator. To see what other moms are saying, visit AskAprimroseMom.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at March for Babies.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Counting down from number 10 to number 1. Actually, we do it the other way around because it's more fun. Start at number 1, give it more time, and then work our way through the hot hits and talk radio. Our charts for the week of January 28th to February 1st, and the stories that surround them are in the focus here, second half hour of the hour. Before we leave gun control, which is number 2, number 1 this week is immigration reform. Number 2, the discussion at the legislative hearings, the testimony from various people. It's interesting that the NRA is in the focus pretty much as usual, whether or not they're going to, whether they have a role in this, they certainly do. The power that they have, even though their numbers are dwindling, the power, does it have the power it once did? Yeah, well, they have a lot of power. Whether they have as much as they used to, they still are very influential. Is that appropriate? When the headlines every day scream that there is some kind of need for gun control, because there's a lot of gun violence, including the story from Chicago, as this young girl who sang at the president's inauguration was shot while she was taking shelter from the rain. She was hit by a bullet that was meant for somebody else. The kind of senseless violence. Chicago's becoming the most dangerous city in the country to live in because of this sort of thing. And then there's the 14-year-old boy who was shot at an Atlanta middle school during the week as well. And this kind of stuff, as it stays in the headlines, will cause this thing, the NRA, to become less influential. Tim is in Milan, Tennessee. See, Tim, you're on the countdown live. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Doug. Hi. I want to background check. I was on your screen caller. You know, I don't have anything to hide as far as going to a background check, but if I could avoid that fee of paying for the background check, I'd rather do that and go to the gun shows and buy my weapons. You know, if they would, the government would come up and say, you know, we're going to cut this fee in half, or we're going to, it's going to be free for a background check, the instant check, you know. Last time I went and bought a gun, I bought it at a pawn shop, and I had to wait like an hour and a half or 2 hours to get the gun because they couldn't get a hold of the TBI here in our state. Mm-hmm. You know, why don't we just eliminate that fee? Because, you know, that just adds price to the cost of your weapon, and I don't know who's getting the money for the fee that's charged. All you got to do is click on the computer and, pull up somebody's social security number and use their information file.
Well, why do we have to pay a $20, $40, even up to $80 fee for somebody to do that?
Well, because they can, and they want to use your money for other things. It's just an extension of taxation sort of without representation, if you know what I mean. You're not in the majority these days, Tim, whether you like it or not. That's going to be the reality. More fees, more ways of charging people. That's the future for gun ownership. That's the way I look at it anyway. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Moving on now to the number three issue this week on the countdown. The hearings where Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska defended his values and his record. Tough questioning at his defense secretary confirmation hearing. I'm on the record on many issues, but no one individual vote, no one individual quote, no one individual statement defines me, he said in his opening statement. He was in the Senate for 12 years. Opposition, though, from many of his former colleagues, in particular from John McCain, who grilled Hagel on his opposition to the Iraq surge, a stance that separated Hagel from most Republicans back in 2007. Things got heated when McCain pressed Hagel to say whether he believes the surge was a mistake or not. He declined to answer yes or no, leading McCain to conclude, quote, "You're on the wrong side of it, and your refusal to answer whether you were right or wrong on this is going to have an impact on my judgment on whether to vote for your confirmation." All right, so here's talk host Jane Foy with military analyst Jeff McCausland talking about Hagel's previous comments about the Jewish lobby.
President Obama has never really been in lockstep on the Israeli issue as previous administrations, presidents, whatever. And that one comment that Chuck Hagel made about the Jewish lobby is the one that seems to be coming back to haunt him. Do you think really that's going to really hold up this nomination?
No, I don't really, Jane. I think that, and I guess I'd take a little bit of disagreement with you slightly. You know, he may not be as lockstep, but there has been difficult times between the various American and Israeli administrations, you know, throughout our long and very, very strong alliance. But I think in this particular case, you know, Senator Hagel might have used an intemperate remark saying the Jewish lobby as opposed to the Israeli lobby. Having said that, that's a phrase that's been used by people like former Vice President Cheney at various times, and anybody who's been in Washington knows that all of our allies, in fact, every country, have, you know, some various lobbyist group that supports their activities. It just so happens that the Israeli lobby is perhaps one of the most powerful and one of the most influential. I mean, last election we saw every candidate, to include President Obama, make an appearance at the American-Israeli Political Action Committee convention, which is a very large convention held in March, which tells you, I think, right there, the influence of this particular group. And in this case, I think, you know, we also have to point out that, you know, alliances are overlapping interests of states, but they are not coincident. There are things they will disagree with, and many of the criticisms that Hagel has leveled, particularly against the Netanyahu government in Israel, are ones that are shared by the recent elections by a large number of Israelis as well.
All right, so that's number three, our overview of the Chuck Hagel confirmation hearing. Number four this week on the countdown, the gross domestic product report doesn't look too good. Here with the details of that is talk host Joel Riley.
Did anybody see that coming? It seemed to catch people flat-foot.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of optimism. What we talked about, there are signs, especially in housing in some areas, that the economy is starting to come back. But this negative GDP report, which kind of took the wind out of the sails of the stock market rally, you know, confirmed what the bigger picture really has been. Is, you know, President Obama's recovery by the stats has been the worst recovery ever. I mean, worse than FDR, Ford, Reagan, Carter, any of the Bush years, Bill Clinton. So, you know, Obama, we have negative GDP growth now. Obama will be lucky to get 1.2 to 1.4% growth. I mean, under Reagan in 84, it was 12% growth. So, yeah, I'm not a naysayer, but this kind of brings us back to the reality that maybe even though we're not in a recession and we're not having tremendously negative growth, this is a pretty lackluster economy despite all the intervention, all the spending, all the debt.
Yeah, and when we talked about, you know, when the market is good early in the year, it's usually good through, like, you know, month 10, month 9, at least those kinds of things. My concern is when you get this number and seemingly kind of out of the blue, it'll shake people's confidence and then make this year a little cloudier.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's definitely a fear, although I have to say you can't read too much into any one number, whether it's an economic report or whether a number like Dow 14,000, you know, it had in a drudge with the headline with Dow 14,000 and a lot of optimism over 14,000. And, you know, there's the old saying that, you know, one sparrow does not make a spring. You know, you can't look at one number and read too much into it. It's still been the best January for stocks in years. And I think if you take a step back in terms of your investments, the big picture trend in stocks is still up.
888-302-3684. Just for your information, GDP, referring to gross domestic product, it's the market value of all officially recognized final goods and services produced in our country in the course of a year. GDP per capita, often considered an indicator of your country's standard of living. So if you're listening in America, the suggestion from this fellow is that the GDP numbers would suggest that our standard of living is going down. It's not a measure of personal income. It is, however, a reflection on what we're actually making, and that number is going down, or at least it's not coming back, as that reporter pointed out in 2013. Nothing's changing as quickly as it has in the past. That was Jonathan Honig, by the way, from CapitalistPig.com. Up now, number five, which is all the discussion from that nutbird, the kid running North Korea. He wants to make sure that we are on the ropes, we're on the defensive because we're his enemy. Here's host Nick Reed, who thinks we need to change our policy with North Korea.
According to official statements from North Korea, they're ready to go to the brink. Now, North Korea is a nation that we have implemented the pretty please policy with. And this is a policy, and it's not just the Obama administration. The Obama administration has taken it to new heights, but we've seen bits of it with, I mean, there was a little bit of the pretty please policy with North Korea when it comes to Bush. It certainly was there when it came to Bill Clinton. I mean, Clinton really, more than any U.S. president, is responsible for the nuclear advancements of North Korea. They did not have the infrastructure to get the nuclear weapon thing going. And then Jimmy Carter went over there, and Madeleine Albright went over there, and then Bill Clinton came up with this brilliant plan. We'll actually give you the nuclear technology if you promise to only use it for electricity and stuff, and if you promise you won't use it to try to build nuclear weapons. Well, that was in 93, if I remember correctly, and we now know almost immediately they began using it to try to build nuclear weapons. I'm sure that they probably thought this has got to be a joke. What's the gag here? Surely the United States is not so stupid as to give us the technology, the physical technology, to build nuclear weapons, and in return they ask us to promise not to use it to build nuclear weapons. But we did. That really pushed their advancement forward. And we are where we are today, to where they have tested nuclear weapons and they have launched missiles. We have implemented, again, under President Obama, very, very forcefully, the pretty please policy, where we ask them nicely not to do certain things, things that help them get closer to launching a nuclear tipped missile into the United States. And when they do it, we send them a letter telling them that we're very, very mad. And amazingly enough, this policy, it just doesn't work.
Amazing. Yes, it is amazing, isn't it? 888-302-3684. That's the number five item this week. Number six has to do with all the hype around the Super Bowl, a discussion that's big on a lot of sports talk radio stations. And I think, in general, most people, one way or another, are interested in what's going on there. You can check out some of the poll results from our polls this week at DougStefan.com.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale.
Bellawood pre-finished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Pre-finished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off, are already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TobeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TobeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
All right, let's get back to our countdown. And the number six item, as I indicated a few minutes ago, it's all about the Super Bowl and also the sort of twist in the concussion discussions, all these lawsuits by members of the NFL. Here's host Linda Thomas with a report on a software company that has introduced concussion management information, which will be used by both teams on the Super Bowl.
Along with all the hype surrounding the Super Bowl, there's a renewed national debate over the violence of the game and how to make football safer. This week, even President Obama weighed in on the issue.
President Obama says he would have second thoughts about allowing his son to play tackle football. In an interview,
thousands of former NFL players are suing the league over head injuries suffered during their playing days. The NFL has now taken steps to address the concussion crisis, including a new agreement it has with X2 Biosystems of Seattle. Both teams in the Super Bowl will be using the company's concussion management system software. After a player gets a jolt to the head, trainers can assess their condition on the sidelines using data they have on things like short and long-term memory and motor skills.
That player's results on those tests will be compared in real time by the sideline staff to their baseline performance on those tests. And if there's a discrepancy in any of the sections of that test, that's when the decision to remove the player from the game will be made using our software.
Company President Christoph Max says the software is already being used by 16 NFL teams. It'll be mandatory for all 32 teams next season. The company has also been busy producing its impact-sensing mouth guards, called the X-Guard, and its latest addition, the X-Patch, a skin patch worn behind the ear that's about the size of a nickel. During a tour of the company's headquarters, he explained they have sensors that record what happens inside a player's head when it gets smacked around.
that represents an impact that's pretty typical for a football player to withstand many times during a single game.
Max says the mouth guards and skin patches will be able to show whether a hit was above a certain magnitude or threshold.
We then take that data, we process it on board the devices, and then we use an onboard radio to send that information over to a sideline base station, up to the internet in our cloud-based database, and then distribute it down to smart devices like smartphones and tablets.
It'll be interesting to see the effect of that. Super Bowl weekend is upon us. It's 51 after the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen here on our weekly countdown, the top 10 items. Number 7 on the list is the continuing foolishness between Israel and the various neighbors that they have in the Middle East. And if you're a supporter of the State of Israel, which I am, you might take exception to my referring to it as foolishness. But what else can it be when it's been going on as long as it has been and nothing changes? So, with that in mind, let's move to number 8 and the discussion of the deficit reduction package. Hear from our affiliate WJOL in Joliet, Illinois. Host Kevin Collins talks to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about why he voted to have this temporary fix on the debt ceiling, which comes back up again on the 1st of May.
You guys, when I say you guys, the Congress voted to kick this down until May. How did you vote on this? Did you vote for the extension?
Yeah, I did, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, we realized that the two better fights to have, overspending are going to occur with sequester that's coming, also the government funding mechanism. So the government, I think sometime in early March, the government runs out of budgeting authority because we do a continuing resolution since the Senate has yet to pass a budget. So just kind of a continuing expenditure. That runs out in March, and we figure it's better to do the battle over spending on that than the debt limit. The debt limit is kind of a little bit of a dangerous game to play. But the other thing we did in that, though, which is kind of the main reason, is we did the No Budget, No Pay Act. And I think it's unfortunate we have to resort to these kinds of things. But in the Senate, it's been 4 years since they passed the budget. The Budgeting Act requires that both the House and Senate pass a budget every year. The Senate failed to do it for 4 years. And so this says if whatever chamber fails to pass a budget, they are agreeing that they will, they can't have their paycheck taken away, but their pay will be withheld and until they pass a budget. And so we think this is an unfortunate way, but a way to finally get the Senate to do its job and pass a budget. When you have a $1.2 trillion deficit, which is just what we haven't raised this year, then, you know, you've got to pass a budget to figure out how to get out of this position.
All right, that's number eight. Number nine, the doping probe that started now various sports. Here's host Peter Tilden talking to sports analyst Bill Shaton about news this week that came linking Alex Rodriguez to a clinic in Florida that provided him with performance-enhancing drugs.
All of a sudden, there are papers that have come out, and A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, one of the best players in the history of baseball, who admitted to doing steroids in 2001, 2003, before there were penalties, legal penalties, ramifications, now may be linked to doing steroids in 2009 when there are penalties. How did that happen?
Major League Baseball has had a drug policy in place with testing and with penalties only since 2004. So when A-Rod said, okay, you got me, I did it in 2001, 2, and 3, no biggie, no penalty, nobody tested, nothing they could do about it. Now that there's a testing program in place, a lot of players understandably still want to look for the special edge, whatever can enhance their performance. Some of it is legal, some of it is not. It's a question of whether you got caught. Last year, a lot of guys started getting caught with elevated testosterone, and Major League Baseball and the feds have traced a lot of that to the South Florida area. What was new was that the paper New Times in Miami was able to report that they had obtained records from a clinic that has since been closed in South Florida, linking Alex Rodriguez and five other Major League Baseball players to possible use of performance-enhancing drugs.
So with the clinic closed, is this going to be hard to prove?
Well, it may in some senses be easier because I think the Miami newspaper got the documents from someone who doesn't have to worry about keeping a job at the clinic anymore because there is no more clinic. But you can't suspend somebody just because you found some notes on a piece of paper in the clinic. The league has investigators. Obviously, as we said, the feds are involved. And the feds really haven't shown a great inclination to go after athletes. They want to go after suppliers. The only time the feds really go after an athlete, think about Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens, is when they think it's a perjury issue. But generally, the feds are fine with athletes just saying, here's where we got our drugs. Major League Baseball, though, has the right to come down and suspend players, and that's something that may happen here.
All right, so that's number nine. Number 10 this week, the discussion, which is not, I don't suppose it's new because the Boy Scouts are saying maybe we ought to let people, young men, into our clubs, because that's what the Boy Scouts are, clubs, if they are gay. So at number 10, let me just quickly review and go back to number one, the Boy Scout gay ban, number nine, the doping probe, number eight, deficit reduction, number seven, what's going on with Israeli and the Syrian tensions, Super Bowl and NFL concussion, six, North Korea's nuclear threat is five, the shrinking GDP report is four, Chuck Hagel's confirmation, number three, Ms. Gifford's gun legislation testimony is two, and immigration reform tops our charts this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Talk Radio Roundup.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.